The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has a new director. He's Professor Peter Piot, originally from Belgium, who worked formerly for the United Nations as Executive Director of UNAIDS, and before that as a scientist working in several countries in Africa, where he's known as co-discoverer of the Ebola virus and as a pioneer of our understanding of HIV in the African context. He begins his new job after working for the last year as director of the Global Health Institute at Imperial College London. And I asked him what, for him, was the importance of his work now at the London School of Hygiene.
The London School is by any means the top institution for global health in the world. And by global I mean local. It has a major role to play in terms of public health policy, evaluation, etc., in the UK and in Europe, but of course also with a major emphasis on low and middle income countries. And what makes it so unique is its interdisciplinary nature. We are working here from the lab to policy and anything in between. And there are not many places in the world that can offer that.
In your career so far, you've made huge progress in HIV treatment. What do you see as the big health problems in the world at the moment?
Depends where you are, what the big problems are. Globally, it's so-called non-communicable diseases, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, etc., that are the big killers because of morbidity and mortality, and certainly outside sub-Saharan Africa. But in sub-Saharan Africa, AIDS is the number one killer. We still have the classic communicable diseases, TB, malaria. We've got enormous maternal mortality, under five mortality, good progress, but neonatal mortality is still not under control. So there are very diverse set of health problems, compounded also by poverty and by an economic crisis in many countries.
In the past, it seemed almost insurmountable overcoming some of these problems. And for example, in HIV/AIDS, it seemed a problem too big to solve. But what do you think about these global health difficulties at the moment? Are they insurmountable?
I'm an optimist, otherwise I wouldn't be in this job. And we've made enormous progress over the last 10 years and over the last 50 years also. Look at life expectancy at birth in across the world, including in most developing countries. And particularly where there is no AIDS epidemic, there has been enormous progress there in terms of life expectancy. We have a decline in mortality and new infections as far as AIDS is concerned. Under five mortality is now in a much better shape than before. In some countries, malaria is on the decline as a result of very simple interventions such as bed nets and treatment. So there is progress. The big concern I have is twofold. One is the economic crisis in Western countries going to have a negative impact on this global health movement and funding? And secondly, will population growth also follow these positive trends, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where growth of 2.7% of population, as we see in countries like Uganda, is risked to wipe out all the gains in health.
From among your own personal areas of expertise, which are many, and special interests and passions, what would you like to see happening here at the London School of Hygiene in the very near future?
Well, in the first place, we need to maintain the top quality of research and teaching, which is the case up to now. But the world is becoming more and more competitive, so that is the number one concern. And in times of crisis, anything that is not top quality is in danger. So that's the first concern I would have. Secondly, we need to reflect on what our place is in this globalized world, and also in a world where the center of the universe has moved to Asia, where we have centers of excellence popping up now in Singapore, in China, in India, South Africa. It's no longer a one-way street from developing countries to London. And how are we going to handle that, and how are we going to position the school in the future? I think that these are two big challenges.
And finally, what sort of message would you like to leave both healthcare professionals and ordinary people struggling with these difficulties all over the world?
First of all, that We've shown collectively that we can move mountains because of commitment of the individuals. It's the what we call human resources these days, the terms I don't really like so much, but it's the people who do it, and linking up with communities. It's with the people in the community. Secondly, I think with new technologies, particularly mobile phone and so on, we have major new opportunities that will help us to bring universal access to healthcare for many people who don't have it today.
Professor Peter Piot, incoming director of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.